Welcome to the Deep Dive, the analysis space designed just for you, where we take complex source material and distill the most critical nuggets of knowledge. We deliver the shortcut to being well-informed. If you're leading a growing business today, you know that keeping pace with technology can be, well, overwhelming.
It's a constant battle.
It really is. Your business is likely going through some kind of digital transformation. It's a constant target for cybersecurity threats, and you are facing these complicated, expensive challenges with the cloud. You've moved way past the point where IT is just about troubleshooting. Now, technology decisions are executive decisions.
Mm-hmm. They have to be.
The core conflict we see in our sources is this. Small and medium businesses need that executive level IT strategy, someone to guide the ship, but they often just don't have the resources to hire that expertise full time. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into the solution that has emerged, the Virtual Chief Information Officer, or VCIO. We are synthesizing sources focused on aligning technology roadmaps directly with aggressive growth goals, particularly for companies in, you know, those rapid scaling phases.
And our mission for this deep dive is to really provide clarity on this critical business function. We need to clearly distinguish strategic guidance from, say, daily IT maintenance.
That's the big one.
It is. We'll also pinpoint the exact inflection points where delaying a VCIO becomes a serious risk. And perhaps most importantly, we're going to quantify the measurable, tangible value this outsourced partnership brings to your operations and, of course, your bottom line.
Let's start right there with that fundamental distinction because it's where a lot of the confusion comes from. So many listeners probably associate IT support with the VCIO role. What is a VCIO and what is the key functional difference between their role and the team that fixes a system outage?
The difference, it really comes down to intent and time horizon. Traditional IT support, whether it's internal or from a managed service provider, an MSP, is fundamentally reactive.
Right. Something breaks, they fix it.
Exactly. They're focused on operational efficiency, maintenance, patching, immediate troubleshooting. Their whole goal is keeping the lights on and ensuring business continuity right now. A VCIO, on the other hand, is 100% proactive and strategic. They're positioned as an executive advisor, thinking 12 to, say, 36 months down the road. They are not focused on an individual laptop. They're focused on the business architecture and future goals.
And the types of questions they tackle illustrate that difference perfectly. The IT team is addressing the problem of the day, but the VCIO is solving problems that haven't even happened yet.
Precisely. The IT support team answers, why is my laptop running slow? Or is the network backup running tonight?
The urgent stuff.
The urgent stuff. The VCIO, sitting with your executive team, answers questions of scale and competition. Things like, given our plan to acquire two competitors next year, how must we consolidate and scale our infrastructure to integrate them seamlessly?
Okay.
Or, we need to hit a 20% growth margin. What specific technology investments will deliver the highest measurable ROI toward that goal, and how should we budget for it over the next three fiscal cycles?
This really illustrates the potent financial leverage of the outsourced model, which is a major takeaway from the source material. We know that hiring a full-time, experienced chief information officer, that's a massive commitment.
Oh, it's huge.
Often well over $200,000 in annual salary, plus benefits, overhead, and just the difficulty of finding the right person.
And that salary requirement creates this significant strategic gap for scaling companies. They're too small to afford a full-time C-suite technology leader, but they are way too large to operate without a defined strategy. The VCIO model just it fills that hole perfectly.
So you get the brain without the full-time burden.
You get the strategic mind without the permanent large payroll burden, yes. And this strategic relationship is formalized through scheduled engagements. We're talking about proactive quarterly business reviews, detailed technology assessments, and budget forecasting sessions. The VCIO's core output isn't a successfully closed ticket.
Right.
It's a robust, documented technology roadmap that ensures every single tech dollar spent is a targeted investment supporting broader non-technology business goals.
So we've established the what and the why of the VCIO model. Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's pivot to the listener's core curiosity about timing. For the business owner who's handling IT strategy in their spare time, what are those undeniable indicators, the clear inflection points that signal that this level of support is, well, no longer optional?
We've identified five critical indicators where continued delay turns into active risk. The first, and maybe the most easily recognizable, is rapid growth and scaling friction.
The classic growing pains.
The classic growing pains. Your infrastructure just starts breaking down under the increased load. What worked for a 15-person company using basic software tools will absolutely fail when you hit 50 or 100 employees or when you open a second location. The VCIO ensures your foundational tech can handle that new weight and complexity.
So it's when the patchwork stops being charming and starts becoming genuinely crippling.
Exactly. The second point is tied directly to risk. Major technology transitions. These are projects that demand executive guidance, not just technical help. For example, moving your entire organization to the cloud, or migrating all your data onto new enterprise software systems.
Like an ERP or CRM system.
Exactly. Think about implementing a comprehensive enterprise resource planning system, the ERP, which is the core backbone of your financials and operations. These projects carry substantial financial and operational risk, and they need strategic leadership to make sure they actually deliver an ROI.
And then there's the shadow that looms over every business today, increasing cybersecurity and compliance pressure.
This is just non-negotiable for anyone handling sensitive data. If you deal with healthcare records, you need guidance on DiPay. If you process credit cards, it's PCI DSS. If you are preparing for B2B contracts, you might need a SOC2 audit.
And navigating that alone is a minefield.
It's a massive liability. The VCIO defines a clear, defensible security posture that balances robust protection with operational usability. They make sure you're complying with regulatory obligations, not just, you know, applying security patches randomly.
The fourth point zeroes in on efficiency and financial control. Technology budget concerns. If your spending is erratic, reactive, or if your leadership is signing off on six-figure IT requests without really understanding the business justification, you've got a problem.
And that lack of discipline is expensive. A VCIO brings rigorous financial accountability. They perform detailed technology assessments to identify redundancy and waste, maybe unused licenses or inefficient subscriptions, and they build that crucial roadmap to proactively budget and prioritize future investments based on concrete business impact, not just reacting to the newest vendor pitch.
That brings up a great point about friction. In your experience, which of these five indicators is the most commonly overlooked until, you know, disaster strikes?
The one we see overlooked most often is the fifth one. Lack of executive-level perspective or translation. The executive team often knows they need tech to win, but they lack the confidence or the fluency to guide those complex discussions.
I see that all the time.
A VCIO's most important communication skill is translating concepts like network segmentation or threat vectors into business language risk, opportunity, efficiency, and ROI. When technology discussions in the boardroom feel confusing or opaque, that's your signal that you need this strategic perspective immediately.
That makes profound sense. The VCIO is basically a translator between the technical reality and the business strategy. So we've established the need. Let's transition to the actual deliverables. If I engage a VCIO, what tangible outcomes do I get? What are the artifacts of this relationship?
Well, the foundational deliverable is the technology roadmap development. This is so much more than a list of purchases. It's a living 1 to 3 year plan that transforms technology from a confusing cost center into a predictable strategic asset.
A real plan.
A real plan. This document details necessary infrastructure improvements, key application lifecycle management like when should we upgrade our ERP, and a multi-year security strategy.
Wow.
It gives management visibility, allows for accurate financial forecasting, and entirely eliminates those budget shocks from unexpected capital expenditures.
So you're moving from the chaos of, oops, we need a new server next month, to we are strategically allocating funds for a cloud migration in Q3 of next year.
Precisely. Another massive area of value is vendor management. I mean, just consider the complexity of the marketplace today. You might have separate vendors for phones, internet, backup, software licensing, hardware.
It's a full-time job just managing them.
It is. The VCIO handles the negotiation and evaluation process. They understand market pricing, optimal contract terms, crucial service level agreements. They're relentless in ensuring vendor accountability. Our sources consistently show that this expertise alone, through better negotiation, eliminating redundancy, and optimizing licensing, like making sure you're on the right tier of Microsoft 365, often saves the business substantially more than the annual cost of the VCIO engagement itself.
So it's instant ROI through better purchasing discipline.
Absolutely. That is the hidden value, the leverage gained by having someone who speaks the industry language.
What about managing risk that goes beyond just security patches?
That falls under the umbrella of holistic risk management. This involves comprehensive business continuity planning, BCP, and disaster recovery, DIR. A VCIO ensures you have tested, documented answers for those nightmare scenarios. A major regional internet outage, a successful ransomware attack, or a flood that makes your office inaccessible.
And they don't just write the plan and put it on a shelf.
Crucially, no. They conduct regular unannounced tests to ensure that when a crisis hits, your team knows exactly what to do. This is an executive-level fiduciary duty.
And finally, staying competitive. How does a fractional executive ensure you're adopting innovation without falling prey to what we call shiny object syndrome?
That's the critical balance. Under innovation and competitive advantage, the VCIO monitors emerging technologies, whether that's automation, specialized SaaS applications, or understanding the practical business applications of AI. They filter out the hype. They don't jump straight into implementation. They first design the data governance and security frameworks required to support that technology, ensuring that the innovation delivers real business value, not just, you know, a costly, unsecured vanity project.
Let's ground this in the real world now. For our listeners, structure is vital. How does this partnership actually work on a monthly basis? What does the relationship look like?
The engagement model is typically a monthly retainer. The scope is highly customized based on your business complexity and your growth rate, usually ranging from, say, 4 hours per month for small, stable businesses up to 20 or more hours for highly regulated or rapidly scaling organizations.
And what's the general cost range we're looking at?
In terms of cost, the investment generally ranges from about $3,000 to $15,000 monthly, depending on that scope. As a rule of thumb, this offers comparable strategic advice to a full-time CIO, but at roughly 10 to 20% of the annual financial commitment. You get senior expertise scaled precisely to what you need right now.
How does a VCIO integrate with an existing IT team or an MSP? Isn't there a risk of stepping on toes or creating friction?
That is a critical question. The VCIO is not a replacement for your technical team. They are the strategic overlay. If you have internal IT staff, the VCIO empowers them by providing clear direction and prioritized projects. This frees the technical staff to focus on implementation, moving them out of that reactive firefighting cycle.
And if you use an external MSP?
If you use an external managed service provider, the VCIO acts as your business advocate. They translate the strategic roadmap into actionable tasks for the MSP and rigorously hold that provider accountable for meeting expectations. They ensure the MSP's tactics always align with your strategy.
Let's bring this to life with some specific examples, turning these abstract concepts into memorable success stories.
Absolutely. So consider a professional services firm we saw that was growing dramatically from 25 to 120 employees, mostly through acquisitions. Their initial systems were fragile, disconnected applications running locally at each office.
A classic M&A headache.
A huge one. The VCIO immediately stabilized the core infrastructure and guided a shift to enterprise-grade, scalable cloud platforms. The result was that they could absorb new acquisitions with minimal technology disruption, turning technology into an enabler of their M&A strategy, not the bottleneck.
That's vital for scalability and speed. Let's talk about direct financial impact. You mentioned a significant cost reduction case study.
Yes, the Orange County Manufacturing Company. They were facing millions in capital expenditures to replace aging on-premise infrastructure. The VCIO conducted an assessment and developed a comprehensive cloud migration strategy instead. By decommissioning the expensive, failing local servers and optimizing their licensing, they achieved the migration on schedule, on budget, and reduced their ongoing infrastructure costs by 35%.
A 35% operational cost reduction is an executive-level result by any measure. That's huge.
It is. And here's one that speaks directly to the strategic endpoint of many growth companies. Exit planning. We worked with a technology firm preparing for a major sale to a private equity group. Private equity demands mature, well-governed IT.
They scrutinize everything.
Everything. The VCIO spent 6 months rigorously documenting the entire technology architecture, cataloging assets, preparing security control frameworks, and implementing tested DR plans. During the due diligence phase, their technology governance emerged as a clear strength, mitigating buyer risk and directly contributing to a successful transaction at a highly favorable valuation. They proved the systems were mature and resilient.
That case study really reinforces the idea that strategic IT is a measurable corporate asset. So how do we track success in an ongoing partnership beyond just the technical metrics like uptime?
Success must be measured against business outcomes. We track KPIs that the leadership actually cares about. This includes tracking tech cost as a percentage of revenue, measuring project success rates, were they on time, on budget, and quantifying security risk reduction with metrics like mean time to detect and mean time to recover from incidents.
Right.
But maybe the most appreciated metric is time-based. just reducing the amount of time that executives spend dealing with technology crises. If the VCIO saves your CEO 10 hours a month of headache, that is extremely high value.
So what does this all mean? We've explored the intense complexity of modern business tech, from navigating compliance to moving beyond reactive spending and understanding the potent financial leverage of the fractional executive model.
The conclusion's pretty clear. A VCIO acts as the strategic architect and translator, ensuring that technology supports, rather than constrains, your business trajectory. They bring executive clarity and financial discipline to your tech spending at a fraction of the cost of a full-time hire.
And when selecting one?
When selecting a VCIO, remember to look primarily for business acumen and strategic methodology, not just deep technical skills. Their ability to translate complex technology into business impact, language risk, opportunity, and ROI is their most crucial asset to you.
I want you to think back to that final case study, the technology company preparing for a successful sale. They invested heavily in structured technology governance and mature security controls, specifically to demonstrate organizational maturity to really sophisticated investors. They proactively transformed IT from a potential liability into a quantifiable corporate strength that drove valuation. So here is the provocative thought for you to mull over. If the most successful high-value business transactions depend on demonstrating robust strategic technology governance, what does that imply about the competitive disadvantage or the ceiling of growing businesses that choose to delay that essential strategic investment until it's too late? It's not about avoiding a cost today. It's potentially about avoiding the failure to compete, acquire, or transact successfully tomorrow. You might want to think about that as you review your next quarterly budget.